Up is House Bill 12, and if you'd like to come forward, and that is an act relating to utility corridor and railroad right-of-way between the Alaska Railroad and the Alaska-Canadian border. We do have a committee substitute for the consideration of the committee, if we could have a motion to adopt it. And is there any objection? Hearing none, it is adopted. Representative, would you like to give your presentation on the committee substitute, please?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Changes.
Is that the same bill?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No, no. Didn't know it was there, available.
A Senate one?
Yeah, a Senate committee substitute.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a misunderstanding. I thought it was from you with your understanding.
No.
It's the House one.
It's a House committee substitute.
Oh, I'm aware of that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sure, I support that.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you about it?
Yes, please.
Okay, the bill entitled in the first place is subject to legislative appropriation to authorize the delineation of a corridor connecting the existing rail line in Alaska to the Canadian railroad in British Columbia, or wherever is the term to be. And this bill really just reauthorizes the bill that was in the statute from 1982. And the reason that I had to do this is because that the applications were dropped after the delineation of this corridor has been on the back for quite a while. And it was dropped in 1996 by DOT. Admittedly, they said if they knew what they knew now, they wouldn't have done that, but it's been done that. And so what this bill does was reauthorize that so that there is an authorization for them to do it again if the legislative appropriation was made. The addition that was made in the House Finance, which is the CS that you're talking about.
For the record, I thought this was a committee. I thought for some reason this was a committee substitute. That's why I had it adopted.
Okay.
I just didn't read it correctly.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Okay. They added the one area, and it's on page 2 on line 9 and 11, which indicated that the Department of Natural Resources shall promptly delineate the corridor that was identified before on all of the maps that and records that are maintained by the Department of Natural Resources, so that we didn't lose that corridor drawing and the work that had been done on it. And that's the only difference in that and the original bill.
Good. All right. And what is the pleasure of the committee?
The bill moved.
Oh, well, let the record show that Senator Lincoln is also here. Any questions of committee members? Senator Pierce?
I would move that we move House Bill 12 from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. We almost. Oh, the latecomer here. Okay, yes. Senator Lincoln, did you have an objection?
Can I just ask a question before you move it, if you don't mind?
Certainly you can.
And maybe this was asked before, but when I was in Whitehorse, I was asking about the railroad going through Canada, and do we know if, because they were really they were not enthused about having the extension through from Alaska and through Canada, as I gathered. And I was wondering if you have any more information, or are we just asking for the right of way just for Alaska, and then I don't want to have us go and find ourselves right at the doorstep of Canada, and Canada is objecting to having it further.
Well, if I might respond,
yes,
to the chair, Senator Lincoln, there's absolutely no point in building any kind of identifying a railroad that goes to the edge of Canada if it's not going to go to connect someplace else. And I don't know who you were talking to or when you were there, but my conversations with Canada has been extremely excited about this issue. We may have been talking to different people. In fact is, we are scheduling a teleconference with interested parties in the last part of April, of which everyone will be noticed if they want to set in and listen to the teleconference. It'll be public, to discuss what we need to do to find out what the problems would be or what the benefits would be of having that railroad connection. And also there's been an interest by the Canadian Arctic Railroad in this issue. So they've been pretty successful in running a railroad to their Arctic and throughout Canada.
Senator Lankmar.
Mr. Chairman, the trip was just a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking with some of the Yukon government officials there. But also the First Nations that I gathered from the discussion with some of the First Nations people there that they also are not too excited about the railroad extension. And I don't know if you've looked at if it goes across any of the native lands in Canada or even in Alaska for that matter.
Okay, there are some native lands in Alaska that are identified in this corridor that's on there. In fact, as I've sent letters to those folks to ask them, you know, to tell me what their comments would be. Generally, you know, 6 years ago when I was doing this piece of legislation to go from Fairbanks to the Seward Peninsula, I found a big resistance from the native community for having any kind of access. I have to say that 7 years later, the attitude has changed. And they don't want roads, but they would consider rail. So, you know, any time that you have people will resist if they don't understand what the issue is, and what we have to do is have a conversation. Certainly not, we're not going to railroad, pun intended, over these folks with their opposition. So it happens to be, it has to be a benefit for everyone. This piece of legislation simply authorizes the delineation of a corridor subject to legislative appropriation. This really doesn't do all that much except bring forward and amend a 1982 law that did delineate a corridor that has since been erased.
Is the objection maintained? Just for the record, the Canadian government has participated in the utility corridor there since 1982, when I was a part of passing the original utility corridor when I was in the House. And so they are quite supportive of this. I'm surprised to hear that the First Nations are not, because they actually played quite a part of it in at that time, the Indians over on that side. But maybe this is a different organization now.
And Mr. Chairman, I hope I didn't misspeak by saying that the First Nations was opposed, but some of the First Nations people that I spoke to and some that were on the Yukon.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they were called First Nations back then in the early 80s when I was involved in it. In fact, they still don't have their land settlement completely resolved as of this day.
On the Yukon side, I think there's only one that doesn't have the land resolved.
Okay, the objection is not maintained, and with that, it does pass out of committee with individual recommendations. And our next bill that we take up will be House Bill number 2, an act relating to issuance of a motor vehicle registration plate to our parking permit for a person who is disabled.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It pleases me to be able to present this simple little bill. In the state of Alaska, where it's difficult many times for people to, and expensive too, for people to go to a doctor, this bill request came out of the Veterans Administration in Fairbanks, where many of the veterans get all of their physical attention from the office there on Fort Wainwright. And then, you know, what we'd like to be able to do is have the nurse practitioner be able to certify that they're disabled so that they can have a parking permit, or they can have the license ability, what the benefits of getting a motor vehicle registration plate. And, you know, in other parts of the state too, where there are not physicians, but we do have nurse practitioners who provide for people, it would be good for them to be able to have this happen, and nurse practitioners have the ability, the ability and the knowledge to do that.
Thank you. Any questions for the sponsor at this time? And would you like to testify on this?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the Division of Motor Vehicles has no opposition to this bill at all. I'm just here to answer questions.
Any questions for committee members? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Move the bill.
There's been a motion to move the bill with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Transportation is adjourned.
You did good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does Anchorage School District have $124 million?